And especially if we would have anyone in our midst today that doesn't know him as Lord and Savior, that this would be the day that you would purpose it in your heart to step out and say, Lord, I want to make you God of my life. Make you Lord in my home and in my heart, that I will know when I leave this world that I'll have a better place to go. And not just when I leave here, but while I'm here. How many of us are enjoying God as we're here in this world? And I believe that's what David was saying here in Psalm 61, starting at verse 1. He said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen. I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, God is my rock. He is my rock. Some folks look at you and I and say, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how that they've gone through all that they have, experienced the things that they have. I don't know how they're holding out so strong. And the answer is very clear. God is our rock. He helps us. He holds us. He preserves us along this journey. In a world of uncertainty, and church, we are living there today. I don't want to exacerbate it worse than what it is, but I think it's worse than what we think it is. With all the things of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, if I'm saying it right, I don't even know how to pronounce. But I believe that it is the working of the devil in the midst of a God-fearing country. He is working hard to try to drive us into such chaos that we don't know what is safe and where is safe and who is your friend and who isn't your friend, who stands for God and who doesn't stand for God. Because you see, talk is cheap. You can say one thing to one person and something else to somebody else. Or some other statement to somebody else. But I believe that there is a people that are called by the name of God that are the same, regardless of where you see them and you talk to them, because they have a rock that they can depend upon. When we look at all the worries that are on every hand, the fears that are there, we've heard testimony this morning and in days past about how many of us worry about the future of our country and for our children and for our grandchildren. I don't know if some of these worries are true, because God may call before the next generation comes. And he may come in the clouds of glory and gather his elect from the four winds of the earth and take us home to be with him. And we'll be singing that song, Won't It Be Wonderful There? Having no burdens to bear, joyfully singing with hearts all, or praising with hearts all singing, Won't It Be Wonderful There? How many of you got your ticket ready? Amen. God, David said, is my rock. Folks, today we're not facing any trouble that our forefathers did not face similar problems and issues as well. David was a man acquainted with heartache and sorrow, grief and fears. You name it, David went through it. Some because the devil come against him, and like us, Brother Jack, some because we brought it upon ourselves. Can we get a confession on a Sunday morning? There are some things we face because we allowed the devil to take us so far to believe him, and we brought these things upon ourselves. And I'll get political for a moment, then I'll move on. Our country has done that. Whenever we invite people to come in and they don't accept our language, don't accept our God, don't accept our way of living, what we're doing is we're opening up to all nations and all gods to come in. And after a while, we become the minority. Yeah, I said that word. We become the minority. But great is God's faithfulness to preserve us and to keep us today. God is my rock. He saved me and he keeps me. I am not kept by my own power. I am kept by the power of God. He's my rock. How many of you ever go running to the rock and say, Lord, I need you today because you are strong and I am weak. Hallelujah. You know my future and you know my past. I need you because you know my weaknesses. And the devil knows my weaknesses, but you're able to give me strength to come through them and be triumphant. How many of you have ever had the Lord to give you the victory and you look back and you say, if I had not God, no telling where I would have ended up at. I would have been defeated. But David said, I'm going to praise him with a song of my vows because he gave me the victory. Instead of being the victim, I am the victor in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. He said he keeps me. I couldn't lose my salvation if I wanted to. I couldn't sell it if I needed to. I have something, Brother Eli, that God gave to me, and there's not enough devils in hell to take away the good thing that God has given to me. In fact, the Bible says he put a hedge round about it. I thought about that in years past, and I think about a hedge that you have at your house or on your property, but I believe he put a hedge of stone, of rock around me that the devil cannot penetrate and get in and take what God has given to me. He keeps me. He is my rock because he hears my prayer. That's what David said. How many of us today know that we prayed a prayer that God heard and our rock brought deliverance to the need that we had in our life? Your grandma praying just to have food in her home. And folks, many people prayed that same prayer. We prayed that prayer over the years. Some that prayed, God, watch over my marriage and my household. God, watch over my children and my grandchildren. Watch over our church and the preachers and the deacons and the elders. And you know what? God said, I am high enough to see what's going on in your life. And if anybody can take care of it, I can do it. Do you trust him today as the rock of your household? I know he hears my prayers and he watches over me. You say, how do you know he watches over you? How many of us can look back at times in our life, and if it wasn't for God watching over us, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. Somebody ought to want to praise him this morning because he watched over you. He protected you, and no telling, moms and dads, we watch over our children when they're little, but when they get of age and they go out on their own, we can't watch over them anymore. But praise the Lord, Sister Vi, I've got a God in heaven that He is my God and my rock, and He will be the God and rock of our children if only they will bow their heads and call upon His wonderful name. He is my rock because He knows what I'll face tomorrow. I don't even know what's going to happen today. But He not only knows today, but He knows about tomorrow. I believe He's got the angels round about Him in heaven. And they're looking down. And I wonder sometimes if they're not saying, Lord, when can we go? When can we go? They need help. When can we go? And you say, do you believe God's got angels dispatched to help us along this journey? And folks, let me tell you, the Bible says that some of us have entertained angels unaware when we didn't know it at all. There was an angel that's there that watches over us, protects us, and keeps us today from the wiles of the devil. He watches over me. He knows what I'll face tomorrow. And you know, sometimes God is preparing us for what we'll face tomorrow. He's getting us ready. And most of the time, we don't even realize it. Have you ever wondered why you went through the trial you did yesterday? Some of you don't hear the preacher this morning. But we face trials and we say, Lord, why am I going through this? What God is doing, He's building up your strength for what you're going to face tomorrow. And some of you this morning are saying, if that's what I had to go through yesterday for what I'm facing tomorrow, I ain't got the strength to face tomorrow. But God said, I'm your rock. I will help you if you'll just call upon my name. He's not only knows what's going to happen tomorrow, but church, God only has good in mind for you. The rock only has good things. Good things for you. You say, well, why does bad things happen? Because you see, how many of you know, as Lloyd said, there's a heaven and hell. There's God and the devil. And did you know the Bible says that there is a good rock and there's also a bad rock? And I'll give you this illustration. I'll move on. I said I wasn't going to be political this morning. But you look at these riots, and what are they throwing? They're throwing stones, trying to tear down the establishments of the communities. The devil provides rocks for his people. Think about it. How many of us have seen that on the news? Where did they come from? Who dropped them off? Who placed them on the path of the riot protest? Who put them there? Let me tell you, the devil is working harder than he's ever worked before and providing things for his people to do evil unto God's people. But God is my rock. Sister Kathy, I got a place I can go to. I run to the rock. Sometimes I've walked in the past, but there are times like you as well that we walking is not fast enough. How many of you have ever ran to God and said, Lord, I need you. You're my rock. I'm counting on you. If I get through this, it'll be because you brought me through. Because I am weak, but you are strong. The rock that is my God today fights for me when the devil comes against me. There are times that every one of us look at our life and we say, I'm doing pretty good right now. But how many of us know that the devil came against us yesterday, but God sent the angels to fight against him so that he wouldn't bring the evil that he was planning for your life and my life? How many of you have been real close to death? Only to know and look back and say, God, I thank you. There have been many a times that as I travel in our work and in the vacation at times, there's been many a times that we was just a few minutes behind a very serious accident. Been times that we was just a few minutes ahead of a serious accident, or times when natural disasters happened all around us, and we don't know how many times God, our rock, has fought for us and protected us. And even, I believe this with all my heart, the devil comes against our body and tries to destroy us, tries to bring cancer and other things upon our body, and God fights for us and prevents that devil from taking hold of us. You say, why doesn't God do it for everybody? And there would be no deaths. You see, God's got a plan. God's got a plan for you and I, and no matter how close we are to God, and no matter how much we depend upon Him, there's coming a day every one of us is going to close our eyes for the last time. There's days appointed that we cannot pass. Today might be my day. If it is my day, I'll just exchange my cross for a crown. I'll lay down this celestial body or terrestrial body, and I will pick up a celestial body. I will lay down this natural man, and I will become likened unto God Himself with that glorified body that has no pain, no sorrow, no remembrance of the former world. Can I preach this morning for a few more minutes? There's folks that say, Dad and Mom, Grandma and Grandpa is up there looking down and they're praying for me. Let me tell you something this morning, church. It wouldn't be heaven for them if they saw what you and I are going through. They're resting under the altar of God until the Lord brings us home to be with Him. God, my rock, He knows my worries and my fears. But He speaks sweet peace to my soul. Hallelujah. There's times I get all bent out of shape. When I start fearing and worrying about things, whether it be about the home, the church, our country, the workplace. And there's times that the Lord, Sister Tara, just speaks peace to me. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know about all these things that's going on in our lives. And how many of you are like me, you get so worked up with worry and fear? Not for myself. I've had a good life. How many of you can say, we've had a good life? But for my children and my grandchildren, for our young people today, I worry. I fear for it. Then there's a calmness that comes over. Because Brother Ron, our parents went through the same worries and fears. Vietnam was going on. Drugs was filtrating our school systems in our country. People were starting to decline in church attendance. People didn't depend on God like they had before. But you know what? God brought our parents and grandparents through it. And I've got this confidence this morning. My rock will take us through this. There will be casualties, but He will bring us through this. And tomorrow, the sun will come up. Praise the Lord. The sun will come up, and we'll have a brand new day. And then one day, the S-O-N is going to come up. And we will have a brand new day. Let me find a closing place this morning. My rock is my hiding place. Sometimes I just go there and hide. Say, Lord, protect me. Keep me. Sustain me. Because you're my rock. You're my rock. And my rock gives me hope when I have no hope. How many of you have been at times in your life when you're just ready to give up? And then here comes that hope that God gives to us. Tomorrow will be a better day. Today I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And as I was with your fathers of old, so shall I be with you. You see, David was a lot like us. Because he said in that second verse, when my heart is overwhelmed. How many of y'all have been there this week? You know, I've talked to a lot of people. And when my heart is overwhelmed, you say, you're a preacher and a pastor. Does your heart get overwhelmed? You know what God sees me as? Just one of his children. Some people think because you're a preacher or a pastor, you hold special place in God's eyes. Do you know what? He loves me as much as he loves you. And he loves you as much as he loves me. In fact, let's not get our heads too big. God loves a sinner as much as he loves us. Because we once was that sinner. And we was led to the rock. And he saved our dying soul. You see, the rock is able to take care of everything. But scripture tells us that whoever shall fall upon this rock shall be broken. How many of you remember the day you was broken because you fell on the rock? He said, but if we don't fall on the rock will fall on us and we shall be ground to powder, destroyed for all eternity. This morning I close with this final thought as Rob and Sharon get us a song of invitation. I don't know how people make it in this world without God. I don't know how they face the things that we face without knowing God. You see, when the world overwhelms me, I have to go to the rock. I do. Sometimes I go to the rock through a song. Sometimes I go to the rock by getting his word out and reading it. Sometimes he allows me to go to the rock by reflecting on a verse. And you guys all know one of my favorites is I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. And sometimes I have to say that to myself many times because the devil will put disbelief in our mind and in our heart. Even though we know God can do all things. We know he can. We've got a book of records. But without this, how many of you got records in your own life that God can do all things? If he can save a sinner like me, he can do anything. Amen. If he could take care of all the things that we face, he can take care of you this morning. I ask you while we stand and sing a verse of a song, who is your rock? I hear people say sometimes, that sister or that brother, that friend of mine, they are my rock. They're a person that I go to that helps me make it through. Let me share my rock with you this morning. I talked to Dad. In years past, I talked to Mom. Talked to Beck. If y'all have not figured out by now, I'm not a big talker until I get it behind here. Right? And you can say amen. But I do a lot of talking to my rock. Sometimes I'm just in the car by myself. And you say, are you speaking out loud to him? Sometimes I do, but most of the time, it's coming from my heart. Lord, I need you today. Lord, help me with this thought the devil's put in my mind. Yeah, he puts thoughts in all of our minds. I felt bad about preaching like that one time here at the church. And I said something about the devil puts it in our minds to do some harm to somebody. And one of our deacons spoke up and he said, kill him. Right? No, it wasn't you. It was Brother Larry Jones. Because you see, when somebody hurts one of our loved ones, well, folks, you can mess with me all day long. But you better not mess with those kids. This old Baney Rooster, the feathers get up. We'll be ready to fight. But you know, we all face so much in life. If it wasn't for God, most of us would have already lost our mind. And maybe even lost our life. He's the rock, Sister Joan, that I go to. I depend on. I hide behind. I lean upon. And sometimes I just rest upon. He is that rock. If you don't have that rock this morning while they sing, I invite you to come to Jesus Christ. Or maybe this week, this month, has just been overwhelming and you just need to go to the rock. You follow your heart. It's your choice. It's your life. You can accept the Lord or you can reject Him. But He wants to be your rock. He wants to be your rock. But you have to select Him as yours. God is my rock. Yeah, He's my rock. He cares for His own. Come on this morning. Testify this morning that if it had not been for your rock, you would not have made it. Amen. Oh, I tell you, He's a strong fortress. In fact, David said like this, He's my hiding place. When the enemy comes against us, you say, you tired? David said, I run to that rock. He's the rock. Just as vital today as He's ever been. He does not change. The Bible says He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and changeth not. I put two verses together, if that's all right. I like it that way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and changeth not. You can depend on Him. He's a strong rock today. God bless each and every one of you. I appreciate all of you coming out to be with us this morning. And I hope you're still praying about when we can resume other parts of our church services, whether it be Sunday night or Wednesday night. And I know that we have a lot of concern. And maybe some of you say, well, other churches are doing it. Why aren't we doing it? I'm not responsible for other churches. Right? God put me as an under-shepherd of this flock. And when this flock says, let's do it, that's when we will. All right? You say, but you're the leader. The worst thing a leader can do is force something upon the people, and then the people revolt and don't show up. Right? So, and you say, well, that's not much of a leader. Well, that's just the way Roger is. I don't like confrontation at all. In fact, I try to run from it. Anybody else that way? I stay away from it. Some of you didn't raise your hands. I know you're that baney hen. You're ready to fight at the drop of a corn, Colonel. Right? Not me, buddy. Maybe that's why I've made it so many years. I'm a runner, not a fighter. God bless you. Have a great week. And I didn't introduce Tammy. Tammy wasn't here last time when Kim and them was. And but that's my sister. We was raised together. And I appreciate her and Kim and Carl Anthony. I appreciate them. They're like my brothers and sisters. We grew up together. And Becky asked me, I'll just tell on Becky. She said, didn't you ever have a crush on her or Kim? And I said, no, I never did, because we was like family. Right? We're not from West Virginia. God bless you. Have a great week. I love each and every one of you today.